Last night between 12 and 5 in the morning, the Israeli military attacked the Jabalia refugee camp. They started by firing missiles from above Bet Lahia, a town in the north of the Gaza Strip, into the camp. They also attacked Bet Hanun by ground and by air. In the Jabalia refugee camp, the Israeli military came in with tanks. Reports are between 40 and 70 tanks came in. Apache missiles were fired throughout the night. There was a building that they fired on. It's an apartment building. The people inside, of course, probably weren't sleeping because of the all of the tank fire and the Apache missile fire. But nonetheless, it was an apartment building. It caught fire. There was one family that was trapped inside. Many of the neighbors came out of their houses to try to help the family get out of the house. The building was ablaze. The Israeli military shot into the crowd of people trying to help. Two firefighters were trying to put out the fire. This was early this morning that this happened. And the Israeli military opened fire on the firefighters. There was a medic nearby who was shot in the leg, and he was jumping up on the other leg to try to keep the one that was shot up in the air while he was trying to help a boy off the ground. A few people came running over to try to help the medic get the boy off the ground, and when they picked him up, I saw that the boy had no face. He was just blood on the ground. Two Reuters cameramen were shot in the hospital. There's over 140 that were injured. The hospitals are above capacity. From just one attack, 140 injured. I mean, these have been happening every day. So hospitals here are short on medical supplies, of course, because of constant closure. They can't bring more in with any sort of ease. They don't have enough blood in the blood banks, and they just don't have enough space. In total, last night, the Israeli military murdered 11 Palestinians, three are children, and there's many more now that are homeless. There's nowhere to go. The streets are running with water and rubble. The smell is like New York was on September 11th, that smell that didn't leave the city. That's what Jabalia refugee camp smells like, and that's what the Gaza Strip smells like often. It's horrifying to watch what's happening. A friend of mine talked to his 4-year-old son the other day on the telephone, and the friend is exiled to Gaza because he was in the Church of Nativity. His 4-year-old son lives still in a refugee camp in Bethlehem and wonders why his father isn't there. His father asked him if he wanted to come to live with him in Gaza, which the boy is not allowed to do by the Israeli military, but he asked him just the same. And the boy said, will the Israelis shoot me? And his father said, no. And the boy said, oh, they only kill the big people, not the little ones, right? And the father said, wait. And the boy said, okay, I'll come. After watching what happened last night and early this morning when the children are being shot at, and seeing that happen regularly throughout the Gaza Strip, like in Rafah and Khan Yunis. In Khan Yunis and Rafah, when kids try to play soccer, when they sit inside of their own homes, they are shot and killed sometimes. A girl was shot and killed while she was in school in Rafah even. There's nowhere safe for anyone here in the Gaza Strip, and yesterday people seemed to know that there was going to be an attack on Jabalia in the north of the Gaza Strip and Bet Hanun and Bet Lahia. There's nothing anyone can do about it. There's nowhere to go. People aren't allowed to leave the Gaza Strip, and there's nowhere inside that they can go to get away, so they just sit and wait to be killed or injured, and that's what's happening. The first person who was killed last night by the Israeli military was an elderly man who conducted the call to prayer from the mosque in Jabalia. Also today, a man who's 72 years old died from injuries he sustained when the Israeli military attacked a Gaza City hospital on the 8th of March or the 8th of February. He was a worker in the hospital, and this is when the Israeli military shot with Apache missiles into a hospital that was clearly marked a hospital, and they killed two nurses when they did that. The Israeli military government is saying that this massacre in the Jabalia camp last night and early this morning is in response, retaliation to the bus bombing in Haifa yesterday. But of course, this week, 72 Palestinians have been murdered by the Israeli military in the Gaza Strip alone. And over the past 3 months, there have been 300 murdered by the Israeli military. So we know that this latest attack by the Israeli military is not in response to anything. It's just a continuation of its ethnic cleansing campaign against the Palestinian people. Well, all eyes are on the U.S. and whether or not it's going to officially declare war on Iraq. The unemployment rate is between 60 and 80% in the Gaza Strip. In Rafah, for instance, 1 in 4 men is employed. Sometimes one person is responsible for feeding 19 to 20 people, and the people are living on less than $2 a day.
Is there any comparison worth drawing between the West Bank and Gaza right now? Or is it becoming pretty much the same in each place?
The Israeli attacks and severity are focused on the Gaza Strip right now, and that doesn't mean that they're not still attacking people in the West Bank. Of course, they just killed someone in Bethlehem last night. They killed someone in Jenin and a woman in Nablus. And they abducted 28 Palestinians from the Bethlehem area last night as well. What they're doing, you know, it's the occupation that has been going on for as many years as it has, when there's no particular invasion at any moment. It's still a military occupation. The people are still living under siege under those conditions. And so now the Israeli military is being more violent outwardly, but there's structural violence inherent in this system. The Israeli military government, it's a military government. The state itself, in however illegal it may be, is it's centered on a military regime. And what it does is attack the people that are in its way. And those are the Palestinian people whose land it's trying to take and has been taking since 1948 and before that. So the people who live in the Gaza Strip, 1.25 million Palestinians who live here, and the 90,000 Palestinians regularly living in conditions that are insufferable, unbearable. And sometimes the people of the West Bank feel less isolated than the people in the Gaza Strip, but it's not to suggest at all that the life is okay there either. Everyone's living under a brutal military occupation and subject to invasion, illegal arrest, humiliation, closure, inability to eat, work, study, live. Reporting from the northern Gaza Strip, I'm Kristen S.